Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Anfernee Simons, Trailblazers guard, and his mom, Tamika, were at, they were in downtown Portland last night. They were just a few blocks away from this studio, and I had a chance to sit down with Anfernee and his mom for a one-on-two interview that I think is a little different. And you'll hear this, and I'm just going to set this up. I was going to edit this, and I decided not to. I was going to edit it and clean it up and clean the pauses up or, you know, just take the best couple. I decided just to leave it as is because I think it's better if you hear it how it was recorded. I'm in a small office sitting with Anfernee Simons. He's signing autographs. They gave him a stack of 8x10s. He's signing them. His mom's standing in the room. I'm interviewing him, and you can hear the scribble of the Sharpie while I'm interviewing him. And then about halfway through the interview, I just decided, okay, I got enough of Anfernee. I want to talk to mom. All right, here's my interview. Anfernee Simons and his mother, Tamika, from last night. Peter, you want to watch the levels on this? Because it'll be a little bit up and down. But I think it's good stuff, and I think it's revealing. Okay, here with Anfernee Simons. All right, first of all, I know you brought mom with you. What's it like to have mom with you here on the NBA road?
She's always there for when I need her, so you know, there's someone that I can trust, and you know, someone that make me more comfortable as well in new environments as well. So I appreciate her being here with me.
Florida kid with the Anfernee name. I know you're named after Penny Hardaway. You ever talk to Anfernee Hardaway about being named after him?
Yeah. I mean, I know his son, so it's like it's I'm pretty comfortable around him, and we really never talked about it since the first time I met him. So. You know, we just have normal basketball talk every time we talk to each other.
You've got a bunch of kids out there that are gaming, playing Minecraft. What did you grow up playing?
I grew up playing racing games, Grand Theft Auto, and I think it's Call of Duty.
What do you play now? Are you still gaming?
Yeah, I play Call of Duty, and I like playing Madden a lot as well.
Who do you play against? Who's your competition?
Like,
either on the team or friends at home, or
I mostly play with my friends at home. I really don't play with my teammates like that. But
like the technology now, you can, you know, the way that you can play
and stuff. Yeah. So I mean, most of the time I'm playing with them, so it's always fun playing with your friends from home.
You you know, why is it important for you to be involved in an event like this with kids?
It's just a fun way of, you know, teaching kids. Especially in new age now, because everybody loves technology and loves video games, stuff like that. And, you know, it's kind of the new thing now that's popular. So I think that it's something that everybody can dive into because a lot of people are interested in it.
You grow up, this is probably your dream when you're how old to play in the NBA. And now that you're there, what do you know now that you didn't know at age like 10 or whatever you started dreaming about this?
No, just how much hard work obviously comes, and you know what it takes to be this level. So I just think that, you know, at a young age, you really don't think about all the hours you got to put in to become the player, you know, that you see people on the TV become. You know, that's the only thing that probably I would say that I wouldn't know at a young age.
You got injuries on this team and a lot of moving parts. Guys have been coming and going in your time here. Has that been a challenge to get continuity, or what is the challenge there?
You know, it's just something you got to get used to as part of the business. And guys are going to come and go. You just got to, you know, deal with the things that are there and right in front of you. And then new teammates got to, you know, try to connect with them and, you know, be a great teammate.
You know, you got the high school experience, but you didn't really get the college experience. Is there anything you missed out on that you're watching your friends go through now, or do you feel like you got it all?
I mean, obviously, being able to live a college life, going, be staying in dorms, being with your teammates 24/7, those are things that, you know, that you think about, but at the same time, I feel like I just made the right decision.
Yeah, I think you did too. I mean, you go to college, right, to get a career, and you're here, so I'd have a hard time saying, well, you should have gone to college, and now we're watching the talk about pay, athletes being paid. You're in a unique position. Like, you did that yourself, and what do you think as you watch that happening?
I think it's, you know, I mean, I didn't expect it to happen, but, I mean, I knew a lot of people were fighting to for athletes to get paid a long time ago, so I'm just glad for the people that were fighting for it. You know, everything's coming to fruition, and you know, I'm happy for those guys.
All right, when you pull up, there's a line around the block. What does that feel like for you to see people lined up, you know, waiting to talk to you, or, you know, have a handshake with you?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I appreciate them guys coming out and supporting me and wanting to meet me, and I'm happy to. You know, meet everybody and, you know, have a good time.
All right, I'm going to talk to Mom real quick. Mom, what's it like to watch him go through this?
It's great. Sometimes it's bittersweet because we're still going through the curves of learning about it. But other than that, I mean, it has been great to watch him live his dream. I mean, that's every parent's. We want to see that happen. So it's been an awesome experience.
Yeah, I've changed because over the years I thought, well, these kids should go to school. And now I have three kids and I'm going, well, if that was my kid, I would be there to support my kid, not the system. And, you know, I would say, look, you go to college later, you know, make the money while you can make the money. And so you being with him, how much time do you spend out here? And, you know, how long will you stay out?
We're out here full time right now. Just want him to get a good footing in the league and just really understand what he needs to do from a business perspective. We're always going to be there to support him. I can't tell you the time frame yet. This is first year playing, so we're just trying to be here to support him and make sure that he is establishes himself in the league before we part ways.
Yeah, I've been here 17 years, and I can think of, like, you know, kids who came here. Travis Outlaw came here years ago. It's a very similar case, you know, right from high school. And mom and dad didn't come out, and his brother came out with him. But I thought, did you talk to other parents who had been through it? Who do you consult with when it comes to that?
We've kind of been in the realm of basketball for a long time. I wouldn't say that we've had an example, because I think this is a little bit unique, you know, because they stopped the whole idea of you being able to come straight from high school or prep to here. And so now we found the loophole. But, I mean, we do reference, of course, we have a relationship, like you said, with Penny Hardaway. So we're able to get some things from him in regards to that. He's friends with Donovan Mitchell, kind of gave us the experience in the beginning. We went out to visit him before we made the decision. We kind of saw that view. And then Dame, of course, has been a great mentor for Anthony. And so they kind of help us through the process. So it's been, and I know his parents moved out with him when he came, and CJ's as well. So we kind of talk about those things.
That makes you feel better as a parent, doesn't it? When you see that locker room, that Blazers locker room, and the leadership that's in there.
For sure. It's been great. Been a great experience. Everybody has been welcoming us with open arms, and they've, you know, not made it a bad thing that his mom and dad are here with us.
That's good.
Yeah, so
I like it. I think it's charming. When I heard that, I was like, I was more excited about you being here than him being here. So I thought that was neat. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there's Anthony Simons and his mother, Tamika. Who was better?
I think mom was better.
Anthony, when I said mom was better, he turned around like he, big smile on his face, like mom just... What do you think?
I think she was also better. I think he's so young and needs a little bit more experience talking to people in the media, maybe. She definitely seems like she is well-spoken and knows what she's talking about.
He's 20. You know,
he's a baby.
You forget. And then you see him when he started sitting, when he sat down with the kids, because he sat down in the Microsoft store with, like, kids that were between the ages of, like, 5 and 15. He blended right in. Like, he was talking to him. And you think the kids were excited that he was there. But he went and did his little meet and greet. And then the kids came rushing back to finish their games. And I overheard one of the kids as he ran by me back to his laptop. I'm probably dead by now. because he was mad. His mom said something like that struck me in talking to her, because so much time, we have spent so much time talking about athletes being paid in college. She said, we found a loophole. And what she means is they didn't want to go to college. They wanted him to get paid. Felt like he could get paid. They go, hey, we can go overseas. We can play for a year. We can go to a, whatever the case, we're not going to do the college thing. They didn't. It worked for him. I applaud that.
Yeah. I mean, they've been setting this up for quite some time. Both his parents have been really involved in his career from a young age. I don't know if dad's out here, too. But, yeah, absolutely. The goal was to become a professional basketball player and to be well-grounded. And, look, they're supporting him. I don't think they're overbearing. And they're really making it work without having to go into that corrupt system.
Essentially, they go to IMG Academy and they go, we're not going to take the risk of him getting injured in college. He's not going to get paid anyway. Why should he be making them money? He just worked on his game at IMG Academy. He put in all the work that would make him a better draft pick. It gave him a chance to kind of do it outside of the NCAA. And in the end, was he better off for it? Like, he probably didn't get drafted as high as he might have been drafted. But he didn't have to go, because you see a lot of kids go to college. What happens? They hurt their stock. And if and it presents an interesting dilemma if they're not, if someday they just say, hey, look, we're never going to take high school kids again. If you are good enough as a high school kid to be a first-round NBA draft pick, why should you go to college? All that can happen in college is you can become a second-round pick or you can get hurt. So I think Anfernee Simons, he goes to IMG. You know, he's 6'3", worked on his jump shot, worked on his strength. And becomes a 19-year-old who's part of the NBA scene. As long as the Commission on College Basketball and Condoleezza Rice are looking at this, they ought to be looking at Anfernee Simons and talking to his mom. And by the way, he goes to do the meet and greet after. I kind of stuck around to watch. They told 75 people that they could line up and get a picture and an autograph with Anfernee Simons. I talked to every one of those 75 people in line. I stood at a corner of the line, and as they came by, I asked them questions. I talked to them because I was curious who was there, how early they have to get there. And when I got down to the end of the line to number 75, the last person in line, I said, you know, what was that like? Like, the person behind you got sent home. And they said, no, the person behind me was number 75. I'm number 74. But number 75 got the bat. They gave you a badge when you lined up. He got the badge. And he went to the library. And then he came back at the end. He didn't stand in line. He just got the badge. As soon as he got the badge, he said, I'll take off. I'll be number 75. He came back and just barely caught Anfernee Simons before he was leaving, got the autographed photograph.
Yeah, he found a loophole.
Found a loophole. Look for the loophole in your life. That's the lesson here. Leave it here. You got the bald face truth. Two and two, still ahead. I just tweeted. You should be following me on Twitter. You really should. You should follow me. You should follow Peter Sampson. You should follow Alabama Adriana. Give your Twitter handles. Go.
Okay. Sorry.
Wow, Adriana's they're being polite to
Peter
each
Sampson,
other.
Peter Sampson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N.
You guys are being polite to each other. You're like, you go. No, you go. It's very Canadian.
Mine's just at Alabama Adriana.
Follow us on Twitter is what I'm saying, because you'll find out everything that's going on the show. You get the podcast, you get an early look at things that we're looking at, behind the scenes look, and Alabama Adriana may even hula hoop for you on her Twitter account or play some guitar. Who knows? But the Pac-12 conference, all conference teams are out. They're a mess. I just tweeted out, they're such a joke. Should have announced it at 7:30 p.m. on the Pac-12 networks. That's what a joke they are. It's ridiculous. How's Justin Herbert not one of the two best quarterbacks in the conference?
No idea.
How is an Oregon defense that played so well, unaccounted for in the first team, one second teamer in Troy Dye? That makes no sense to me. You have to take the votes away from the coaches if this is how they're voting. Because it looks to me like coaches are voting, well, this guy played good against us. I'm going to give him a vote. Or coaches are voting, that guy jilted me in recruiting, so I'm not going to vote for him. Or coaches are voting, Oregon's got more talent than anybody. Let's keep it away from Oregon. It's a joke that Isaiah Hodgins didn't make first team. I'm glad he's second team, but I think I would have put him clearly. I've got him as the second best receiver in the league behind Arizona State's Ayuk. I think the draft will determine that as we look at the draft. I think we will see that that's where he falls. I also think Oregon got kind of hosed on the defensive side of the ball for as good as they were. And I'm looking at the quarterback position. There's no way Anthony Gordon is better than Justin Herbert. There's no concept. You can talk about system. You can talk about tools. I think you can line up all the quarterbacks in the Pac-12 on a wall. I think if we lined up all 12 quarterbacks, who do you think would be the number one pick? Can have any quarterback in the conference, from Jake Luton to Herbert to Huntley, Anthony Gordon. Gonna have USC's young guys. Gonna have them all. They're all lined up. It's recess. We're picking quarterbacks. I guarantee you Justin Herbert is the first pick. Line them up. Bad. This is bad. This is a joke. This is, and I know that it's not that big a deal. Like, go find something to be upset about, Canzano, like the McRib going away or whatever. How about an In-N-Out Burger coming just 45 minutes away from downtown Portland? That's right. Did you hear that news? Let me give you some good news and some bad news. I'll play that game in this segment. Good news is Kaiser is opening up an In-N-Out Burger. Man, there's going to be some serious traffic in that area. And it ain't going to be for minor league baseball. They are bringing an In-N-Out Burger. Man, they got one in Medford. Now we got one in Kaiser. How long until we have one in the Portland metropolitan area? Matter of minutes.
Come on, baby.
So that's good news. Bad news, Pac-12 conference, all-conference team is a joke. Man. By the way, does In-N-Out make the best fast food burger?
I think they do. It's weird. I think they're overrated, but they're also really, really good. I'm a Five Guys guy myself, but it's just because that's what's around here.
Are their French fries a joke? People say their French fries are a joke. They don't soak them in oil overnight like some places do. They don't fry them. They don't like fry them once. Some people double fry them. A lot of places do.
McDonald's fries are definitely better. But if you can get In-N-Out fries hot, they're pretty good.
I'm not a big fry guy. In-N-Out is like the thin fries, right? They're very skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's okay. In-N-Out Burger, my dad doesn't like the In-N-Out Burger. He says it's small. He goes, it's undersized. It's like a Big Sky offensive lineman versus a Pac-12.
I mean, it's small, but it's tasty.
It is a good burger.
I mean, you don't need a giant, three-quarter pounder.
Yeah, it's about the taste, Dad. Come on.
Come on, Dad.
Have some flavor. It's all about quantity here. So bottom line is, by the way, you can order the fries well done.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't.
You can order them well done, or you can animal style them.
Done
and
that.
They'll melted cheese and put the onions on them. Mike is in Eugene, is calling in. Mike, what do you think, man?
In-N-Out Burger's great, but the thing about it is they're just cheaper. Five Guys is way better, by far better, but you're traveling to California, you stop in Redding, you can feed the whole family for about $30. Where if you stop at Five Guys, you're spending about $50. So that's the difference. It's cost. Burgers are great, inexpensive. Five Guys rules, though.
I like that. All right. I think Five Guys, if I offered you Five Guys, any fast food burger you wanted, what do you pick?
Five Guys.
Right now, I'd do In-N-Out because I've been talking about it. Now I'm starting to crave it.
Yeah, I would do In-N-Out, but honestly, the Big Mac is like
undefeated.
Undefeated.
The Big Mac
in my life. Yeah.
The Big Mac is undefeated.
Yeah.
In Alabama, Adriana's line. Tweet that out. I bet that gets a ton of likes.
I bet it gets a lot of hate.
This is what you tweet out. You tweet out. I'll try to sound like you. I know you're all about the In-N-Out Burger opening in Kaiser, but the Big Mac remains undefeated. #burgers for life.
Nailed it.
Do that. It'll go viral.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. If that's what it's about for you. I don't know if that's what it's about for you. All right. The 2 o'clock hour, the 2 at 2 is coming up. You can call in. I will take your phone calls. Best fast food burger, you tell me. Or best fast food, period. Can we just say that? Because it doesn't have to be a burger.
Yeah, it could be a burrito. Yeah.
Best fast food, period. 503-417-7570.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.